today is the actual celebration day of Shiv Jayanti, but we all had a beautiful celebration with Bab Dada directly yesterday. And I know that if I ask for a show of hands, then people look at each other, and if they see a few hands going up, then a few more go up and a few more. And so I just want to share the experience of a group that I met today, people from a country where it's the first group that's come from that country to Madhuban. And so meeting them, I was interested to know their experience of Bab Dada last night. And it didn't surprise me when they said that they were absolutely overjoyed. They had a very, very beautiful meeting with Baba. And I know that for those of us who have been with Baba for many years, and we've been seeing the change in the way Bab Dada comes and interacts with us and shares with us. So yesterday was very interesting that Baba put that into perspective for us and acknowledged that. And I'm sure that comforted many hearts, especially of Baba's old ones, the old jewels. Is that right? So, yesterday, I found it very beautiful that Dadi Gulzar, when she came and sat down, took a long time to fly to Baba. Did you notice that? It was very noticeable, not just a little bit different, but it was like 4 or 5 times as long as in the last recent while. And not only did she take a long time, but of course what she was doing in that period was giving a lot of drishti. And she went across from one side of the room to the other, and again, and again, and again. I think everybody must have been absorbed by that drishti, and it was very powerful, very beautiful, long, long drishti that reached everyone, I'm sure. And it was a very sweet way for us to prepare, because as usual, pre-Baba's coming, there are lots of things happening. And there's people running around with cushions and footstools. It's people trying to find their places, people trying to see if their friends are comfortable, searching for their friends. All of that is part of the mela, the gathering, the big gathering. And then the dadis come on, and it's instantly a change of atmosphere, but especially the silence of Dadi's Srishti, Anava's Dadi, was so powerful that it truly prepared everyone for Baba to come. And again, when Baba came, a little bit different this time, very, very much Bab Dada, and the Srishti with blessings. I'm not sure who thought it was a wave and who thought it was blessings, but I personally think it was blessings. And again, not just once, but around the whole room, and again, and again, and again. And even before Baba actually stated it in words, it was clear that Baba was acknowledging absolutely every single soul in that room, and of course even beyond that room. And so Baba was recognizing and acknowledging and empowering every single child. And Baba commenting so much on how much he loves being with the children, again, was very heartwarming. I'm connecting yesterday's meeting with a Murali that Baba spoke just a couple of days ago. And in that Murali, Baba was very much talking about how there was a whole paragraph towards the end of that Murali, and it was about Shiv Baba being up in Paramdham and being completely out of touch, in a sense. Baba didn't use that expression, but that's what he meant. And then when Shiv Baba actually comes on earth, then through those eyes he sees his children. Through those hands and feet he walks on the earth. He communicates with us. Through those lips he is speaking to us. And so in that Sakar Murali, it was a Sakar Murali of many years ago, but Shiv Baba was explaining how God actually works. And whatever we hold in our imagination about God, omniscient, omniscient, not omnipresent, but certainly able to see all, know all. And yes, I think that that's also true. But I also think that Baba has a very special experience in Sangam Yug, when he actually comes in the Sakar form. And so yesterday Baba, again and again and again, sharing with us his happiness and intoxication of being with the children and experiencing the Sakar meeting, and the fortune of that Sakar meeting was underlining that God incorporeal enjoys Sangam Yug in a very special way and experiences Sangam Yug in a very special way. When Baba told us that he could see the love that we have in our hearts for him reflected through the happiness of our faces and the love in our faces, and how wonderful that scene must have been looking when God sees all his children looking at him with total focus, total attention and absolute love. Again, Baba was very much appreciating both the fact that he is here in the corporeal world with us, but also appreciating the response of the children to him. When there's a response of love, then of course the energy of love multiplies. God loves all his children, everyone in the world. But especially when he sees those children who have recognized him and have made all the sacrifices needed to prepare. It's not just coming and making the journey, but of course Baba knows the whole story of the preparation of coming to Madhuban, not just for new ones but also for old ones. And so Baba recognizing all of that and seeing the love in their faces and Baba appreciating that was again very beautiful. Baba acknowledging that the meeting with Sakar Brahma, he mentioned it, how only a handful of children out of the world had experienced that meeting with Sakar Brahma, but then the children experiencing the meeting with Avyakt Bab Dada, that also was very special. And even though children recognize that the meeting then and the meeting now is very, very different, but yet the sensible children understand the changing scenes of the drama and they continue with their effort, their love, their faith. And what they then do is focus on the things that they need to do in terms of serving other souls and giving the return of the sustenance they have received by sharing with others. And Baba put it very beautifully, especially when he was speaking to the double foreigners, that there are many of your family who are still out there, and so find them and bring them back to Baba. They are waiting for that message to reach them, and so search for them. They don't know where to look anymore. They've been searching for a long time, and they don't know where to go anymore. But you have to make the effort to reach out and find them and bring them back again to the Father. At that time, of course, I wasn't remembering anything or anyone else, just absorbing what Baba was saying. And that part was especially when he asked the double foreigners to stand up, that many of your family, and Baba used that expression, are out there. But I remembered a scene when there'd been no proper center in Arab countries, and we were trying to do service in Egypt, and I think Anna is somewhere here in the gathering, who's now in Lebanon. Hi, she's there. And it had been a time when it was quite challenging, and she had to leave the country. And Vajia and Sister Reen from Egypt were meeting Dadi Gulzar. And the question to Dadi Gulzar was, and there was no center in Kuwait at that time, and the question to Dadi Gulzar was, we're facing such challenges in trying to serve in this part of the world. What should we do? Should we carry on, or should we say, enough is enough? Because it was a very, very challenging situation. And Dadi Gulzar listened at that moment, but afterwards she called them back again, and she brought them a message from Baba. And she told them, Baba says that there are many jewels still hidden in those countries, and so continue to serve in a yogyukt way. Be careful, be cautious, but continue to serve, and doors will open and those jewels will emerge. And that message from Baba was, of course, very, very empowering, not only for them but everyone. And of course, service continued, and today we see service has taken on such a very beautiful form in those places, but everywhere else in the world also. And so where we feel sometimes that, you know, we've really been working hard, we've tried so hard, we've done our best. I know that there are some countries where after years and years, there's still only a handful of Brahmins. Of course, there are some countries where service starts and whoosh, there's a whole stream of Brahmins that come pouring in through the door. But in other countries, and it's true of many different regions, not just one, it takes time to find those Brahmins, and gradually one and one and one, not even one and two and four, but one at a time, slowly begins to emerge. And so Baba's giving a message of hope. Carry on, do what you need to, but as you continue to serve, you'll find those souls and bring them closer to Baba. And they'll make that connection with Baba. So, seeing the change in the way Baba is meeting, and appreciating the change, and understanding that it's the next step in the drama. There's no way that Sakar Baba could have carried on in that body, in that chariot, till today. Not possible physically. Even though at that time when I came to Baba, I had no idea that it was going to be such a short time that I'd see Baba in Sakar. And then adapting to Avyakt Bab Dada, and it wasn't a difficult transition for me because I'd known Sakar Baba on an intimate level just for a short time, but I can imagine that for those who had been with Baba for 33 years, it must have been more challenging. Then it was very beautiful to see that Avyakt Babdada gave personal time to each individual who would come in front of him all the way through the 70s and even the 80s. And that only changed at the end of the 80s. And then we still had very, very precious time with groups through the 90s. And if our group didn't get an opportunity to meet Baba, we'd feel, you know, a little bit left out. Why? And then, of course, Baba would stay up till 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., whatever time it took to make sure that Baba was meeting every single group. So we've been adapting and seeing change. But it felt as if this time now, Baba was asking us to make yet another change, adapt in a different way. And at one point Baba mentioned that, think about the meeting you're having now, but also think about the other meeting. And then Baba didn't specify the other meeting, but my feeling at that moment was that Baba was talking about just the subtle meeting, the avyakt meeting of the soul with avyakt Baba. Not Baba coming in the corporeal form, but the soul making that transition where there is that connection and that meeting with Baba. And of course, the beauty of that meeting also even more special. But yet, of course, God coming now and giving us that sense of absolute love for each one personally, individually. Many times Baba spoke about seeing every child in every corner, and I don't think he meant just the corners of the auditorium, but I think he was seeing the children across the globe and everyone around. And I asked myself the question, why was Baba emphasizing that to such a great extent? And two thoughts come. One is that it's not enough just to know God on an abstract level, but it's very, very powerful when you have the feeling that God knows you personally and has a personal, intimate connection with you and is able to acknowledge that. Many, many years ago, when one of the first Muslims had come to Madhuban, she'd said to me, and this would have been in the days of the meditation hall, so the early 80s. And she said to me, after the meeting, I was waiting for Baba to acknowledge me personally within the gathering. And when Baba in the Murli spoke about the garden of Allah, I felt as if Baba knew I was there in the gathering. And so things like this touch different souls, and Baba knows that he wants to touch them, and so he's finding ways to do it. And before the meeting I hadn't known she wanted an acknowledgement in that way, but afterwards she did tell me. And so different things, but especially Baba wanting us to have that experience that Baba knows me personally and has that personal relationship with me. But the other aspect, and that is that our feelings are very much governed by our memories. When there's a particular memory that emerges, then that memory is so powerful, it carries feelings with it. And that memory may have been of a very long time ago, but if it's got a powerful feeling connected with it, then that memory comes, and the feeling emerges together with the memory here and now. Doesn't matter whether it was something that happened 5 or 10 or 15 years ago, that memory emerges those same feelings. When Dadi shares with us the stories of Brahma Baba from the days of Karachi or the days of early days Mount Abu, what she's doing is she's emerging within herself that memory and that feeling, And of course, because she communicates it to us with such clarity and power that she paints that picture in front of us, that same feeling is evoked within us also now. But this is what Baba is doing for us at this moment, giving us very powerful, beautiful images and memories that we can record in here, so that then these new memories, these fresh memories of our experience with Baba and Madhuban and the Divine Family and the whole scene and the gathering are fixed within our consciousness. And so these new, very beautiful memories replace many of the old memories that cause us pain and sorrow to whatever extent even now. And so Baba underlining the intoxication that he has and inviting us to share that same intoxication at this moment, also again very, very beautiful. But I think it's done with a very big purpose in mind, that in the process of transformation, this is another method of helping his children, so that then we carry those beautiful, powerful images and memories that can uplift us at any moment. I know that there was a time when, for about 3 years, I wasn't able to travel to Madhuban. You often hear the story of Daddy not managing to come to Madhuban for 4 years, and for her it was she didn't know it would be that long. But it was a very conscious decision. Every time Madhuban's season would come, and she wasn't able to travel, she could have just said, "I'm going," but she didn't. She stayed and stayed until everything was clear. But for me, it was not out of my conscious choice. It was really, my heart was in Madhuban, and I had to be in London. And it was Madhuban instructions that I should stay there. But what kept me going through that period was the memories. The memories of the beautiful scenes of Madhuban, and I would emerge those scenes of Madhuban and they would be very, very fresh and alive, and they would empower me and they would keep me connected in a very beautiful way. I think if I hadn't done that in a conscious way of emerging those memories, Madhuban would have faded, and the only other person who I was in contact with on a physical level was my Laukik mother. And you don't share so much with your Laukik mother, at least I didn't at that time. And so it was, yes, we'd have Amrit Vela together, we'd have Murli together, but then through the day, most of the day, we were doing our own thing. But it was these memories of Madhuban that really gave me power and enthusiasm to continue to keep on the right track and keep moving forward. And the result of that tapasya, and of course it also gave me the inspiration to make my own timetable of tapasya. And so I know that this is what Baba's doing. For some, you come to Madhuban every year. For some, it might not be possible. Maybe it's every 2 years. And again, who knows what the drama holds. But these memories with you, carried in the soul, will help and empower you at all times, and keep those very beautiful feelings of love and joy that you were experiencing when you were meeting Baba yesterday. Another aspect that I want to touch upon, and that is that for some years now, the last few years I think, we've stopped getting new information from Baba, whether it's about how to deal with Maya, how to have better yoga, how to do more service. All those how-to questions have all been answered by Baba many, many years through the years. And now, and even now, when we're revising the early Avyakt Muralis of the 70s, you can see how detailed, absolutely detailed, each one is, giving us so much information and clarity, both about what we are going through and what to expect further on the journey, but also how to deal with situations. So So all of that information is there. And so for the last couple of years, we haven't had Baba give us so much information as such. And then, yes, the combination of that equals Tsar's health, but also the changing times and the scenes of drama. And where, having had all the information that we need, now at this moment of time, is there a need just simply for more information? And rather, we come to Madhuban for the experience of being with Baba and in that atmosphere. People in Bharat bring guests for Baba's meeting, and they've taken the course maybe, they've just simply been cooperative souls. And a couple of such souls came to meet me again today, people from Bharat, and they'd been in London and had done really beautiful service there in terms of the Bharatvasi community. And so we were meeting now, and they'd been there for Baba's meeting yesterday, and they were talking about the atmosphere and how they had never experienced the power of silence in the way that happened, firstly when Tadi Gulzar had just been giving drishti, but secondly also when Baba first came and gave that very, very long drishti. The people of Bharat and their bhavana, and these people are also intellectual, but yet the bhavana is still very, very strong. And so they can understand, yes, we believe it's Baba who's come. And for them it was an amazing experience to be in a gathering of multi-thousands where it was absolute silence. And yesterday I don't think there were as many coughs and colds as there are usually. And maybe it's become a little bit warmer, and so this time last year was freezing, absolutely freezing. And now this time, amazing, there's a shift. But they understood the love and the joy and everything, and I'm sure they've been in gatherings where they've had whatever there's been of that Laukik experience, and different to our experience, but anyway, they've experienced scenes of joy and so on, but they've never experienced a big gathering where there's just this total silence. And so you can see that Baba's focused more on giving all of us and whoever is there within the gathering. And Baba spoke about the right of the souls who are there in the gathering to be there present and take benefit from that experience. So obviously, sayogi, cooperative souls, and the way for them to become yogi is to have that experience maybe. So Baba focused on giving us an experience more than sharing knowledge with us at this point. And within that, yesterday for example, two very specific experiences. One is the love, and the silence was filled with love. It definitely wasn't a dry silence, it was very moving, powerful, loving silence. And the second, the experience of happiness. And if I can keep these two experiences with me, one is by the memories and emerging those memories, but quite apart from the memories, if I can make the love and the happiness part of my sanskars today, then you can see that we are ready for the golden age. And so Baba's preparing us for that also. The sanskars that the soul will go up with, and the sanskars of the soul will first bring down into the golden age. This is the preparation that Baba's enabling us to make at this point of time. So let me keep these two sanskars very, very strongly with myself. So strongly, so deeply, that truly they're deep enough to last me through the whole cycle. Not just even half the cycle, but the whole cycle. And it's like if you have a powerful experience of meditation for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, maybe longer, who knows, but even for a short time, that feeling of the experience stays with you, not just for 15 minutes afterwards, but it stays with you for a few hours. And if it's been an experience that's been even longer, then that experience colors you and influences you and your responses to everything for much of the day. If I can deepen the sanskars of love and happiness within myself now in Sangam Yuga, then it's not only that the experience of 15 minutes, 30 minutes is going to last me for some part of the day, but the deeper I fill myself with those experiences of love and happiness, and the stronger that sanskar becomes, the longer it's going to stay with me through the whole cycle. And so Baba gives us the gift of this experience. On one side, Baba spoke about the meeting as being a chance to experience our right of claiming that from Baba. But of course, it's also a gift within the drama that we had the fortune to be there and to have that experience. But having taken this gift, now it's up to me to make effort. And the word effort then makes it number-wise. But now I have to find ways to be able to sustain that experience both of love and happiness within myself. And the deeper I can do this, the earlier my role within that period of, I won't say silver age, not even going there, but earlier and earlier in the golden age, and right from the very beginning through to the end. How do I continue to nurture that feeling of love? And of course, if there's the experience of love for Baba, then the power of that love is such that all the other little things that come my way, I won't even be bothered by. It'll carry me above all those other experiences, whether it's the challenge of my own sanskars or whether it's the challenge that comes from outside in whatever form, and I'll be able to maintain that experience of love. But also the translation of love from God and love for God also then has to be love for my family. And it's very easy to have love abstract for all the souls of the world. I don't know where all those souls are, around somewhere. But I'm not interacting with them. And it's only in our interaction that then we're tested to see to what extent there is that experience of love being maintained. The other day Baba spoke about only being able to pass when the tests have come. And if the test came and I was able to pass through that test, then I can say, yes, I've been able to pass, or pass with honor. And so in the interaction with the Brahman family in particular, because with Lokiks you'll say, well, never mind, they don't know. And I have to be the one who's taken so much from Baba. Now let me share some of that love with others. And so it's very easy, or generally it's very easy, but within the Brahman family, where there's a high level of expectation, where others may be longer than you in Gyan, others may not be as long as you in Gyan, but you still feel that, well, they are holding a certain level of responsibility, or they have certain skills that's given them roles in service, whatever. But in any case, there's an expectation that's there from the Brahman family. And I'm not able to give love to them in the same way that Baba's able to give to me. But the more love I take from Baba, and the more I remember how much Baba has given me, even seeing whatever it is I'm going through, keeping that memory of how Baba has never lost hope in me, and Baba has never given up on me, and Baba has continued to honor me and love me, even though Baba's seen that I'm going through all the things that he knew I would. It's very interesting for me to think about how when we first come to Baba, we've absolutely no idea of the challenges that are going to come to us. Really, I don't think any one of us knows. We're hearing it in the very first Murli we hear. Baba tells us that Maya is going to challenge you. Even in Abhyat Murli, filled with such love and joy, Baba still talked about Maya. That Baba sees that we're having to face Maya and oppose Maya and deal with Maya. So Maya doesn't get forgotten, even at very powerful, beautiful moments like that. And so Maya is definitely omnipresent and ever-present. But even hearing those Muralis, we don't realize that we personally are going to have to face tests. And yet, the Dadis, I believe that they are Trikaldarshi. They very much see the three aspects of time. And okay, never mind if you don't believe that about the Dadis. I've had enough experience with the Dadis to know that that's a fact. But Baba, when Baba's met you, and many here in the gathering have had personal meetings with Baba, but even if it's just being present in a gathering like yesterday, when Baba is seeing us with such high vision and such elevated hope, Baba's seeing me in that higher state. Baba knows what it is I'm going through now and what it is I will be going through, but yet Baba's still seeing me with absolute love and faith. And so when I see others going through their stuff, whether it's challenging me or challenging themselves and challenging others maybe, am I able to keep that pure love and that elevated vision for them? That yes, whatever it is they're going through, they'll come out of it, and I hold that same vision of love and hope for them also. I think this is what Baba wants us to do. And people see, when you're from outside, they don't see the challenges of the family. They just see the amazing machine at work that's able to create a situation like yesterday of multi-thousands absolutely united in love and in yoga. Again, these people who were there as guests yesterday, and they were just amazed at everything they'd witnessed and how everything was happening, and the seamless machine with nobody giving orders and everything just happening all together. It is quite incredible, and we lose sight of it sometimes. But if we just become aware of how Baba is seeing each one, and we emerge the love that Baba has had for us, then we'd be able to see others with that same love also, I'm sure. And so to keep that feeling of God's love for me and the very, very full experience of my love for God, and carry that with me in a very deep way at all times. And the second, the experience of happiness. And a happiness that is absolutely based on nothing external at all, but simply purely the happiness that's coming from the love of meeting God. That was the happiness we experienced yesterday. Some were sitting on the floor, not so comfortable. Some were sitting on very hard chairs, not so comfortable. And some might even have been sitting on the sofa, but to sit for hours and hours, not so comfortable. And yet, what was the happiness that Baba was seeing reflecting on our faces, and what was the happiness that was so tangible in the hall, and the love being expressed when Baba hoisted the flag. It was this amazing energy of love and joy that came towards the stage. There were many people around Baba, so I was somewhere at the back in that little crowd. But Baba hoisted the flag and the flower petals came down, and everybody was clapping, and the amazing energy that was there in the room just at that moment. It was again very, very beautiful. I don't know how many of you felt it, especially at that moment, this surge. And so really it was just simply this, the happiness that's only the joy of being with God and experiencing God's love. And so, am I able to keep my happiness based only on my connection with Baba? So, the physical conditions don't matter, the external challenges don't matter, I'm not wanting anything else, I'm not interested in anything else, I'm only interested in just experiencing this connection with God and maintaining that happiness that comes from that. And I think it's these two qualities, the power of love and the power of happiness, that will carry us through the next period of time. Satyug is coming, for sure. I don't know when. That's a surprise, isn't it? I always used to tell you very soon. And now I'm saying I don't know when. And that's a fact, I don't know. But I do know that before Satyug comes and before we go home, there'll be very, very difficult situations that the world will be facing. I won't say we will be facing, because we've been mentally prepared for all the natural disasters that are to come. And I was talking about this with somebody the other day, and I said, from Sarkar Murali's, we know that Baba is saying that the elements are angry, and the elements are going to create upheaval. But what I hadn't connected at that time of hearing Baba speak about the natural disasters had been how much of a direct intervention there has been by human beings to make all this happen. Sarkar Baba talks about, yes, the subtle power of vibrations and the negativity of human beings and the negativity and the sin that's happened on the earth that's making the upheaval of nature. But how our actions and our materialistic way of life have had a direct impact on the environment and the breakdown and climate change, this is what we've now understood from science, actually, not from, at least my interpretation hadn't been from Baba's Murali's, but then you hear about the impact of all this through science, and you hear Baba's Murali's again with that additional information, and you begin to see things differently. So, all the challenges that are going to come from nature, through that period, Baba's family is going to be the ones who are able to maintain A, their own stability, B, have that inner capacity to be able to think clearly when all this upheaval is going on, but C, also to be able to give support to others. I might not be able to make somebody laugh, but I'll be able maybe to give them some food and maybe some water, and who knows what else I may have to do. Baba's been telling us to prepare for all the things that are to come in the future, the immediate future. But I'll only be able to have the courage and the will to do all of that if I'm unaffected by those scenes around me. Where will you be? Where will I be? Who knows? And who knows what sort of disaster we're going to have to face. Many years ago, somebody asked me, what do you think you're more equipped to deal with? Is it physical pain through something happening to the body? Or is it through external hardships of disasters? Or is it the mental suffering that comes when you see others in pain or others going through challenges? And I don't even know myself well enough to know which will be the more challenging for me. I haven't spent enough time exploring that for myself. Different things happen and they're all very challenging when there's physical pain for the body. Try remembering Baba. You don't have to put up your hands. But those who've been through it know it's not so easy. The body really pulls at that time. And there's a lot of karma we all have to settle. When we saw Jagdish Pai going through all the things he was going through, and then Dadiji, and now the Dadi still, we can see that it's 63 births of karma that's being settled in the space of one lifetime, and not even one full lifetime, a short part of that lifetime. So that challenge will come. When I see the hardships that come in natural disasters, well, I haven't seen that. I've heard about it, and theoretically I'm thinking about it, but I don't know what it will be like to be in a hurricane or an earthquake. I can prepare, but I'll only know when it actually happens. And yes, I know that when I see the suffering of others, I feel very moved. And it's not enough just to be moved. I have to be so strong that I can let them experience God's love and the connection with God so that they feel that power. So that's why I say that all these things are going to happen. And to whatever extent we prepare today, not only with our own stage of being bodiless, that's one very important and powerful preparation, but also filling ourselves with Baba's love and joy so that at that moment we are not shaken. Even if the heart is moved by compassion, I shouldn't be shaken at that point where then I'm not able to be of service and of help to another. And so Baba giving us hours of experience of love, hours of experience of joy without anything else mixed in at all, is definitely a very powerful preparation to create those sanskars within the self and deepen those sanskars for the immediate future, but also then the long-term future of the cycle. So these are some of the feelings and reflections that I've had seeing Baba yesterday, hearing Baba yesterday. But in particular, I was struck that it's the first time that Baba's actually mentioned the whole thing of the meetings changing in their form in the last year and this year. Last year, Baba didn't mention it. Every meeting was different. We didn't know what to expect. Some were released for as short as one paragraph. Some were released, like the last one of the season last year, was the original Baba, the Baba we knew before. Long, detailed, very full of many, many things. And this season, again, every Murali, you don't know what to expect, which is fine. Baba drama keeps us on our toes so that we're ready for whatever Baba wants to give and drama wants to give to us. For Baba acknowledging that was very heartwarming and comforting. So, a couple of minutes if anyone has any powerful insight they want to share from yesterday. you indicate, then you can come to the front and take a mic. The mics are ready. I don't know if you are. If you come to the front. Tell us your name, where you're from, how long you've been with Baba, and then your comment.
Om Shanti. My name is Almir. I come from Bosnia, South Europe, Bosnia and Herzegovina. And I've been in Gyan for about a year and a half. So this is my first time here in this birth. So during the yesterday's meeting, all the things that Sister Jayanti was telling, I didn't experience anything of that. And I was okay with that. Because I know, because I had a really good experiences before meeting in Baba's room. So after the meeting, everybody were celebrating, I came a little bit closer to the stage, and then one sister said, go in, where all the teachers are, go in, acha, okay, and I went in and sat with all the other teachers, and then I felt that strong drishti from Baba, and he was, and I felt like he was saying, "Child, this is a place for you, so enjoy it." And definitely after I come back to Bosnia after Madhuban, I'll finish the course. For teachers, and yeah, this is definitely the sign. Acha?
Good, thank Acha. You. Thank you for having the courage to come and share. Spanish translator? Ah, great.
Om Shanti, vengo de Tunja, Boyacá, Colombia. Soy alma desde hace 8 años, tengo el conocimiento, estoy con Baba.
She's Gladys, she comes from Colombia, she's been with Baba for 8 years.
La experiencia de Baba ayer fue muy, muy motivadora en el sentido cuando habló de que era un encuentro inmortal.
She felt very moved and motivated by Baba, especially when he spoke about the meeting being immortal.
Y el corazón se me engrandecía cada momento que sentía que ya no me cabía más amor, pero era experimentar cuando llegué a Baba, que me decía que las lágrimas de pesar se iban a convertir en lágrimas de amor y felicidad.
And her experience of Baba's love was such that she felt her heart couldn't fit her own chest any longer. And one thing that she remembered also was that all the tears she had shedding of pain and sorrow will actually be transformed in tears of love.
Fue un amor que decía él, el amor verdadero es eterno, nunca se olvida. Y esa fue mi sensación en mi propio estado de amor verdadero eterno.
True love is eternal, and that was really the feeling she had yesterday.
Thank you. I'm sure that there are many others who would like to share. And I would like to suggest to the organizers of this program, if there can be a time when people just simply share their experiences of last night's meeting, if that can be fitted in somehow, I think it would be very, very rich and valuable. And I'm seeing some of the organizers here, and so they're nodding their heads, so they'll see how it's possible. But the two that shared, well, thank you, it's very powerful. Let's fly to Baba.